Members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation are calling for stricter national gun control legislation. That's after a campus shooter in Oregon killed 9 people yesterday and injured more. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
Almost 3,000 miles directly east of Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon, is Wentworth Institute of Technology. It was on that Boston campus this afternoon that Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren said there's a need for national action on gun safety.
There has to be a point when Americans say enough is enough. Our children are at risk. Our families are at risk. And we can no longer kowtow to a minority who will not let us provide basic safety for our children.
Standing alongside her, Senator Ed Markey, also a Democrat, agreed. He says more of the country should restrict access to guns like Massachusetts does.
People think gun violence is an inner city issue. It's not. In this modern era, without background checks, without any ability to know who is purchasing these guns, it can happen anywhere. And that is what happened yesterday.
Opinion polls show that roughly 9 out of 10 registered U.S. voters support so-called universal background checks. Those would require nearly every firearms transaction, including private sales, to go through a background check. Senator Markey says he expects such legislation to be a major issue in the 2016 elections.
So we're about to have an historic showdown. Public opinion is overwhelming. They want background checks. They want to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. And we're looking forward to now, on behalf of the American people, having this fight in Congress.
But Democratic Congressman Stephen Lynch of South Boston says he wants more information first. He says he has a cousin who was killed with gun violence and that he supports reasonable controls. Even so,
I'd like more facts to come out about this one incident, though. We still don't know how he got the weapons, if there was a breakdown in the current regulations, whether this is an Oregon situation.
Little change in national governance of gun access came after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, nearly 3 years ago. This morning, the 2 U.S. senators from Connecticut announced new legislation that would ban gun sales until background checks are completed. Right now, if a check is not done within 72 hours, then the gun sale can proceed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.